During the summer break, I thought I'd bring you a popular past episode for you to enjoy. The topic is the incredible benefits of detoxifying your mind and body with Linda Dyer, which I believe is particularly timely right now, you know, when you're probably a little bit bloated from all those silly season meals. But stay tuned for a brand new episode again on 10th of January. In the meantime, please enjoy this episode and binge listen to past episodes over the break. And of course, if you haven't already, please subscribe, share, and leave me a review. And here you go. Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I help business owners just like you overcome their fear of failure and find the courage within to step up, show up, and make an impact on the world, while also living a lucrative life and reaching their full potential. And I do all this through strategic marketing advice and engaging conversational copywriting at Right Time Marketing. So feel free to book in a free 30-minute discovery call with me after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. And today I am joined by my guest, Linda Dyer. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So Linda is a certified professional trainer of NLP and a master trainer of matrix therapies. I'll have to delve into that. She's an international speaker, transformational coach, TEDx speaker, cast member of Living Consciously TV, TV show, and international bestseller, selling and award-winning author of 12 books. Amazing. So Linda's also one of the 58 people filmed for The Secret movie, because she applies her material to her own life and has cured herself of the debilitating disease of lupus. She lives with the motto, "You can make it happen now," while she writes, trains, coaches, and shares her material every day. So cool. I'm so excited to have you here. I met Linda at a local networking event and knew she'd be perfect to come onto the podcast. But I didn't know about, your involvement with The Secret, which for those who have listened to past episodes, we know that well, I read the book first, but that was a major game changer for me and my mindset. So I would love to actually hear to start off, how did you get involved? How did you get chosen? And then what was the process like?
In those days, I was asked to speak at an event, and this guy put me on as a keynote speaker. And I was telling the audience, and I was teaching the Bob Proctor material, and I was telling the audience how I cured myself of a major disease by using the power of the mind and using the information from Bob Proctor. And I was teaching Bob Proctor's material pretty much all around the Asia Pacific. And then the next thing I know, the guy that asked me to be the guest presenter had given my name to Rhonda Byrne, who was filming The Secret. And she rang me and she said, "We'd like to you to come down." I was flown first class. We talked for hours, about a 5-hour interview. They nearly forgot to send me back to the plane. Awesome. Every time we were supposedly on a break, she'd say, film her, because she would talk to me about her daughter or what have you. And I'm not actually in the footage because she has enough footage for 6 secrets. So I was to come out on the health one. And that hasn't appeared yet. So whether she does it or not, we'll see. But I had a goal, and the goal was to work with Bob Proctor, and I've done it now.
Very cool. In what shape or form?
Well, it doesn't matter. To me, I said to Bob Proctor one day, "I'm going to be on the same stage as you one day." And he said, "Then you will be." That's all he said, "Then you will be." And here we are, both being filmed for The Secret together. And I went, "Okay, then."
Yes. Tick. Woohoo! I love it. Manifestation happening. That's so, so cool. And so, so go back to in your bio. So I want to hear more about what does I know I'm familiar with NLP, and I'm pretty sure most listeners are, but the matrix therapies, what is that?
Okay, it's a very cool therapy that it's very much a bit like timeline therapy that Ted James was teaching, et cetera, and probably still does. However, the matrix therapies were developed by a lady called Pip Mackay, and she was one of Ted James' students, and she added some really beautiful stuff to the timeline therapy to make it different, and I think one of the best therapies around. I use it constantly in my coaching to help people clear anger, sadness, fear, guilt, limiting decisions, limiting beliefs, people, events, you name it. And you think, oh, my gosh, I can have those issues all my life and then basically let them go after giving permission to do that. I can let them go in less than an hour. It's unbelievable.
Wow, I should give it a go because I'm a very reflective person. I picked up, you know, oh, okay, why am I acting like that right now and where did that feeling come from? And so I'm often reflecting on it, but it would be – so I probably would benefit a lot to really help me cleanse it and rather than deal with it on my own. Very, very cool. So, all right, well, I've got before we do go into a whole bunch of other questions, I would love to hear more about your business journey in general. Yep. So where did you start and how did you get to where you are now?
Oh, my gosh, my life's been so full, and we don't have time for that. But what I did do was I worked four jobs for 4 years and put myself through university in America. And I came back and there was only three people with degrees in recreation administration. So I got a job at Macquarie University and met my husband, started a family, and from there, I saw that there was a position at Royal North Shore Hospital, so the largest teaching hospital in Australia at the time, and it was to do with recreation and to change the health of the 5,000 staff. It was like rent a crowd. So it was a dream for me because you get that question, you know, you've got an office, a desk, how are you going to start up a program? I'm going, oh, my God, how did I do that? So. Off I went. Oh, my gosh. It was like, you know, a kid with a new toy. So I did this amazing program, won an Outstanding Young Australian Award for my efforts. And after I'd been there 13 or 14 years, one day I just said, you know what? I'm going to go do this for myself. I'm making everybody else millionaires. It's time that I started working for me. And, you know, I had a little boy. And I was bringing him back after school to the Royal North Shore and we were going down there to his tennis and what have you. And I thought, no, I'm going to be home for him to walk home to. So that's what I did. And I started in recreation activities and fitness. I was well known in the aquatic fitness industry, became a trainer of trainers. And from there, I moved over to nutrition. So having nutrition in with the fitness really made sense to me. And in the nutrition company that I joined, they had Bob Proctor as the facilitator of their personal development. And it was a no-brainer. As soon as I saw his material, I went, I'm going to teach that one day. And, so I just got really good at it. And then he was at one of the conventions. And something inside of me said, stand up, turn in front of 2,500 people, go outside. The man is outside, Bob Proctor. And I went, oh, my gosh. So I went out there and he was standing there right in front of the window. And I walked up to him and I said, you know what? Your material is amazing. I use it at TAFE. I've taught my students at TAFE. I've taken it into the prisons. And I just love it. And I want to thank you for your material. That's all I said. And 6 months later, he rang me and said, would you like to be one of my facilitators?
He rang you. That is amazing.
Yeah, you could have heard me screaming where you live, wherever you live, because it was just like, oh, my gosh. And he wanted me to go to Canada. And I said, but I've heard you're coming out here a month later. So why would I go to Canada when I can wait 1 month and do it here? And so that's what I did. So I was one of Bob Proctor's first facilitators. And then I became his number one facilitator in the Asia Pacific region. So that got me into the mindset. So now I had sports and fitness, nutrition and mindset. It just made sense to have this holistic approach. And I said to somebody a few years later, I said, where do I go now? I need, there's more. And they said NLP. And that rounded the circle of the information I wanted to know to be the best coach, to be able to be a better speaker, to write the books, etc.
Yes, 100%, because the body and mind, I'm reading this book, and I have mentioned before on the podcast, The Source, Dr. Tara Swart, and how it does combine the mindset and the brain, the neuroplasticity and all this. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, and what your body can do, and just and how much I'm really fascinated by it all, by what you think. And, you know, then, like, for example, I've heard that when you're running or something, if you feel like I'm tired, I have to stop, you've actually probably only used up one third of what you can actually achieve, what you can actually achieve. So if you go, no, I'm going to keep on going, and then quite often you'll realize, oh, I just ran another 5 minutes without realizing it, and I thought I was tired 5 minutes ago. So it really, I love how the body and mind all connects. And so I would love to, so today we're talking all about the powerful benefits of detoxing your mind as well as body. Mm-hmm. And I would love to hear from you. Like, first of all, let's go back to basics. What is detoxing, and what are the benefits for both the body and mind?
Okay, so the detoxing is about letting go. So detoxing is, I mean, do we detox naturally? Absolutely. So I wrote the word detox down one day, and it was a deliberate elimination of toxic objects. And the X was, if you don't do it, you're in trouble. So do we detox naturally? Absolutely. We do detox naturally. However, we are exposed to so much crap through the universe. I was a kid on a farm. Imagine the chemicals I was exposed to, as were all my brothers and sisters. And we've all come off that farm with something. So my parents were ignorant of what could the possibilities could have been. Our dogs died. It was just unbelievable when you think about it. So anyone that's got a disease or something that's going on for them, if you go back 7 years, you'll find that there's pretty much something that happened in your life that started that process. However, we think everything came yesterday. Oh, I just instantly got sick. No, you didn't.
Well, that sore back or the sore, it's usually built up over time. Yeah.
Yes. And because we were ignorant of the side effects and the effects that we were experiencing, like I was cramping. As a little girl, I cramped. No one told me that was a mineral problem. I was playing tennis almost 24/7. I lived with a racket in my hand. I coached tennis from 6 in the morning till midday. I would run home 2 miles because my mother didn't drive. I would play tennis all Saturday afternoon at a very high competitive level. And then I trained with adults and state people on a Sunday. And so that was my life, always full on. When I started work at the AMP, I would work back. You know, it was always had to be full on. I wanted more, not knowing that adrenaline starts to cut out when you're between 29 and 32. And so all of a sudden you're left with this drained body that you're putting on the lounge every Sunday. And that's your best indicator of you without adrenaline. So detoxing is absolutely incredibly required. And we need to, you know, understand that if we don't detox, we're full of inflammation, and that inflammation is hot, it's acidic, and we want the opposite. We want our body to be neutral, to be pH high, so we want to have more and more minerals. We want antioxidants in there to help us detox and naturally. And then every so often we need to do a decent detox.
Yeah, and I think, with the word detox, from my experience, I think of all these lemon detox diets and then feeling really sick afterwards and drained. But I assume there are healthy ways and healthy methods of detoxing. Can you please share some of those?
Yeah, so I take people through two types of detox. One is a big one, I did it 5 years ago, 6 years ago now. I've put on 1 kilo in 6 years. So it works with the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus controls the how you eat and what you're, and also the thyroid. So the thyroid, if thyroid's imbalanced, it will allow you to, like, you know, your Hashimoto's, et cetera, there's a whole lot of stuff, issues can happen. And you can, you know, crave the things you're allergic to, which are the sugars, the sweets, et cetera. So it's just really important, but also the exposure, what chemicals, what stresses, that's the biggest one, are the stresses. So we expose ourselves to so many stresses every single day, getting to work, doing a job we don't love, or do we, getting home from work, are we driving through all that traffic, are we on a busy train or a bus, are we with a partner we really truly love, are we raising children, and how much of us are we giving out? And we're a bank account. So how much then are we putting back in? How many antioxidants or minerals or vitamins are we putting back in as the deposit to concentrate on the withdrawals? So when I was teaching at TAFE and university in 16 subjects to do with sport and recreation, I had students that would be as white as the brick walls, because they'd go start training at 4 a.m., they're putting out all the time. They didn't even really understand minerals. Mm. See, when I got sick, people gave me vitamins. Well, vitamins are useless without minerals. It's really important that we get that.
Yeah, and I've heard as well that the way fruit and veggies are these days as well, there's so many chemicals put into them to produce the best looking fruit and veggies that we have to, someone told me once, you know, once you could have just had one serve to really get all the nutrients, whereas now you'd probably have to have 10,
a truckload,
which you physically can't do. Yeah. So what's your recommendation for that? Like how do you get all those vitamins and minerals into your body?
So I compliment. There's no two ways about it. I was in America when they ran out of calcium in the soil and they told and that was in the 70s. So that's how long ago we started to have depleted soils. And what happened was when we were on the farm, we had 1, 2, 3, 4 plots. And you'd grow something, and this one would be free. And you'd put all your nutrients in it, and the pigs we'd put manure in it, we'd put all our leftovers and what have you. Dad had a compost, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you'd build it up. But I think over the years people got greedy and said we could have a lot more yield from our crops if we started growing in all four. And so we just don't get I eat a papaya, red papaya. I love red papaya. It's really good for the digestive tract. For my breakfast, and it's tasteless compared to when you're in some countries and you go, oh my gosh, this is so divine, you know.
I've heard that.
Because we're depleting, we've created it though. We've got to be honest. We've created it. We want the green banana, and you know, there's no antioxidants in the green banana. The antioxidants come in the ripest stage of the fruit, that fruit where we were going to pick it and it would fall into our hands. That's when the antioxidants are in the fruit. So we're not only demanding fruit that's not full of antioxidants, we're now growing it in soil that's depleted. So it's a double whammy.
Yeah, very hard. Because I know, I've also been told with multivitamin tablets, for example, that many, I guess unless you find the right tablet, but your body just gets rid of it. You don't really absorb much in tablets. Is that right? Yeah.
It depends on the brand. I mean, I took 9 years to find a company that really changed me and I could feel the difference. And I remember saying to my ex-husband, you know what? I feel different. And it's taken 9 years. I was paying a lot of money. And then, so there are some really good companies out there. You've just got to know, you know, who they are, and you've got to work with them for yourself. I had a guy ring me this morning with a 5-year-old with arthritis, and I'm going, see what's happening? You've got these little kids with older adult diseases.
Yeah, I know someone with juvenile arthritis, and he's now, coming into his early 20s, I think. Yeah, struggle.
Well, see, that's what lupus is, arthritis of the bloodstream. So it's 1 in 2 people have an autoimmune disease. Everything goes back to the autoimmune. And so if our autoimmune is not up to scratch, because we haven't been detoxing. We've been re-exposing ourselves over and over again, not only to stress but to the chemicals. We're not getting the nutrients. Yeah. Even though I ate mounds and mounds of vegetables because I went vegetarian for a long time, it still wasn't enough. You know, we are a bank account. I was swimming a mile a day. I was playing tennis for 2 hours a day to play on the university's tennis team. I was doing 2 degrees in 2 years. I was always pushing the barrow. And if you talk to a lot of mums, that's what they do.
That's what I do. And so I know.
Push the barrow.
Yeah, I push. You know, the business, my family, and then, and then every now and again I had that bit of a burnout and that slump and I go, all right. But, even I feel that I don't feel like I'm eating the right foods to fuel my body, but I just don't know what to eat. Like, I mean, I thought, oh, should I get a multivitamin? No, but I'm told they don't work. So it really –
You need minerals to make a vitamin work. So minerals are the key because if we're not getting them – through the soil and we're not getting them through our veggies as much as we want, then they have to be key. So I have minerals when I wake up of a morning. I take a tablet mineral, a liquid mineral in the morning, a tablet mineral morning and night. And if I don't, I'm cramping. And a cramp is a magnesium deficiency. And you can have it told by your hair. So I had my hair tested. I went up to Queensland, found a company that does your hair testing. A lot of naturopaths do it now. They can test your hair to find out what you're allergic. I was allergic to the yellow of an egg. Go figure. I was allergic to the blue of the blueberries. I was telling everybody they need to go and eat blueberries because they're a really high antioxidant. Yeah. And people are saying, oh, they're too expensive. I said, compared to what? Your health? And then I was allergic to them. So I got that reversed. But I was allergic to rice, to chicken. Things that people eat every day, all day, I knew I was allergic to those things because I would gag when I ate them. And so I knew there was something wrong. If we're not listening to our body after we eat and paying attention to what's going on, like have we just had something to eat and then we have to fall asleep?
I wonder if I do have an allergy to chicken too, because every time I eat it, I get like indigestion from chicken. I don't seem to get it so much with other meats.
So it'd be worth having a test to find out, because rather than put your body continually through that, the problem with chicken is it has a lot of antibiotics added to it. I knew a guy when I was researching it, I knew a guy that worked in the Bayida chicken factory, and he would tell me how the little chickens had come in. By the time 12 weeks later, they're a great big hen or whatever, and then every part of that chicken gets used for something, whether it goes into our perfumes, whether it goes into our collagen products, whether it goes into foods, whether it goes into whatever, every part. So, and he's no longer with us. That really was a wake-up call for me too, that, you know, so antibiotics in our food, the same with some beef. They used to put needles into the backside of beef to give them an extra 20 kilos of, where they don't seem to do that with lamb. So I chose to stay with, if I'm going to have meat, I'll have a bit of lamb. However, I'm just a veggie freak. I love my veggies.
And hi to all the vegetarians out there. So there is obviously a reason. Very interesting, the lamb. I'll make a note. We do eat a lot of lamb, so we do love it here. But barely have any vegetarian meals. Like I'm happy to have the odd vegetarian thing, but my hubby loves his meat, so most nights have.
And you know, and that's cool. He may be, you know, the tripo blood groups are the original carnivores. So, and my naturopath picked it up and she said, you know what? You've got to get off the vegetarian diet. It doesn't suit you. You are not getting enough iron and you are not getting enough vitamin B. So 80% of people don't digest vitamin B12, especially. When I was in the fitness industry and I was lecturing all around the country, a lady, an iridologist, said to me, what are you doing with your bees? I said, I don't know. Are they here? I didn't understand the question, but she could clearly see that your B3s, B6s, B12s, B9s, which are all in pumpkin seeds, by the way, so a great nibbly food. All those, I soak them and mash them up in my morning cereal now. So I have them every day. To get those, but 80% of people don't digest vitamin B12. And if you saw it, you know, on a TV, if you did a live blood, it would look like the apple sign. It looks like a round cell, but it's got a bite out of it like the apple sign. And the naturopath will say, what are you doing with your B12s? And I'm going, oh, here we go again. So now I take that multivitamin full of Bs morning and night, and recently that really helped. So
okay, and what brand do you recommend? What have you found that works the best?
Well, I use a product called Modair, and they're an online product, but they're the best product I've found. As I said, I took 9 years to find them. I've been on them for 22 years. My mum wouldn't. My dad did, and he just died last year at 95. So, you know, for me, I do everything with this company, and if they don't make it, I buy it from the shop because they're as far as they can be chemical-free, and the quality of their nutritionals is so surpassed by none as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
Okay. So and they also have an awesome detox program. So they put you onto nutritionals while you're going through. But I can help anyone with that. I'm happy to. I've got two ladies just started this week and on the big program. So I do 21 days and then gradually build up the calories and they maintain it for another 21 days. But that's how we live, on the maintenance program basically.
Awesome. So what is the detox and, an ideal detox look like? When I was at that networking event, you mentioned it's like just 3 days having like steamed veggies for dinner and lunches and steamed fruit for breakfast.
So that's a simple one that you can do once a month. And if I put on half a kilo or a kilo, I mean, because I'm not going to – I want to enjoy my life. So I'm going to do the 80-20 rule. And if I've had a bit more than 80-20, then I do the 3 days. And it's warm fruit for breakfast. This was given to me by a cellulologist at Sydney Uni when I came home from Africa and I was really sick. So warm fruit for breakfast. Why is it warm? Because your skin temperature is 34 and your blood temperature is 38. So obviously if you're going to give your body something warm, the body's going to absorb it straight away. So warm fruit for breakfast, that just means whatever fruit you want. Don't do hard fruits like bananas and heavy fruits like, you know, your apples, your pears, your papayas, your berries. They're all great. And as much as you like, in a tablespoon of water. So you just stir it so that it all warms through. That's breakfast for 3 days. And then steamed vegetables for lunch and for dinner. So obviously the best thing there would be to vary your vegetables, otherwise you're going to get so sick of vegetables. And you don't want to do that. So, you know, I even might introduce the swedes and the turnips and stuff that I would normally bake or what have you. I would introduce them as a steamed vegetable. And I'm thinking, they're quite nice, you know, a bit of beetroot, but lots of greens. Anything green I can manage, I'll put in there basically. Your zucchinis, your bok choy, your spinach, your kale, whatever it is that you can put in there. And again, have as much as you like. And hot water in between.
Oh, to drink, you mean, in between.
Yes. Yeah. So you want to, and you'll, maybe on the second day, you might get a bit of a headache because all of a sudden now, what you used to do every day, you're not doing and the body's going, hang on a minute.
Something's different here. Yeah.
So if you've been a coffee addict or if you've been on alcohol or if you've been on, you've got to remember that every time you drink alcohol, I went off it years and years ago, you drain your minerals. Alcohol drains minerals. So now not only are you depleted from your activity, you're depleted from your alcohol consumption.
Yeah, I feel so dehydrated the next day. And I often have issues with hydration. I have been to a kinesiologist about this, but I can drink, you know, 2-3 liters of water and sometimes still feel thirsty because my body doesn't always absorb it. She did tell me if I put a bit of salt in my water, then my body absorbs
it. Or magnesium crystals. So there's a company called Elektra, E-L-E-K-T-R-A. They're up in Queensland and they make an edible grade magnesium crystal. So I put a tablespoon of that in a little bucket from the laundry of warm water, just enough to cover your feet. And you can put warm water in there, put your feet in it for 20 minutes, and the magnesium comes up through the soles of your feet. Uh-huh. Then you can take a couple of their crystals and you can put them in your herbal tea. And now you're getting it internally and externally. Brilliant. Because magnesium is the mother mineral. So all you adults out there with kids, this is the best thing to hide in their bath.
Yes.
They will sleep like a log.
Because I do have some magnesium bath salts, actually, that I do pop there every now and again. I forget to do it every night. But
you've just got to look at the quality of your magnesium. If it's a magnesium chloride, which is an edible grade, versus a magnesium fluoride or a magnesium, we've just got to be looking at what are we doing? Are we getting, once I find a company that produces the best, then I stay with them.
Yeah, awesome. I love that. So we've got Electra for the magnesium crystals. Cool. I'm looking into that because, yes, as busy mum, don't like saying the word busy, but, yes, that would probably be beneficial. So the side effects, you said just kind of a bit of a headache day two.
Yeah, you can have a bit of a headache day two. With the 21-day detox that I do, I can be lying on the floor some days and going, oh, it's not a good day. and you just know that you're going to get through it. That's why I like to do it with a buddy. The three-day one is also good to do with a buddy because then you can bounce off each other. How are you going? You know, keep yourself busy but not too busy because, remember, you're not eating much. So you're eating as much as you can, but and it's all vegetables. But, yeah, you can get a bit of a headache that second day, but the next day, oh, my God, you start feeling amazing because it's a cellular detox, so it really gets in at a cellular level. And also, if you wanted to lose a quick kilo, great way to do it.
Because since you said that, I mean, it's been back of mind and I just haven't gotten myself in the headspace to because obviously you have to kind of meal plan a bit, especially if you've got kids and everything else who are eating normally. I just need to go, all right, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I guess it'd be a Saturday when I don't expect to do much or even start Saturday, Sunday because then I'm often not running around with kids stuff. I just need to just do it, I think, because I know I've got lots of food intolerances, I think I mentioned to you. And so I know and occasionally I push the boundaries and my body may naturally detox, but a lot of the time, I'm still feeling sluggish for a while and I get skin breakouts too if I eat the wrong foods.
Well, that's the liver. The liver will either give you a skin rash or a headache. Mm. So the liver loves this detox because lots of water, as much water as you can, and it's getting all the water from the veggies and the minerals from the veggies. So it's really lovely thing to do. And the body says, thank you, thank you.
I bet. All right, I'm going to get a buddy because I like that detoxing accountability buddy. I'm going to find someone and I'm going to make it happen. So watch this space. I'll share what it's like. And so what are your tips for maintaining a healthy lifestyle?
So for me, it's about stress. It's about loving who you are. And it took me a long time to come to terms with that because we were always taught to basically love everyone else. And then if you had time for you, then you can make time for you. However, I think my last book I've written 13 now. I've had another book come out this year called Love, and it's about loving you. You really, there was a billion sperm when you were born and you survived. And I don't think people get that. You survived. So what are we doing with our life? The universe absolutely adores you and loves you and wants you to be the best version of who you are. What are you doing to be the best version of who you are? Keep telling yourself you can't do something, giving yourself a hard time, talking negatively about yourself. Next. I don't do that. I started to really love what I do. If I don't love something, then I don't do it. If you said to me, would you like to come on a podcast? I'd ask you what it's about. I'd say, thank you very much. I'll do a rain check. Because if I don't love something, it's not worth the stress. So stress is a massive issue in most people's lives. So what we need to look at is, do we really love what we do? So that's a big one, is de-stressing. And that's for the healthy lifestyle. Then think about your diet. So I get up of a morning and nothing happens before 45 minutes of power walking. And I walk six times a day. Now, if you can't do that, buy a dog. Because it's easy for me to do it. I've got a dog that goes, and he takes me for a walk. So it's get you out of the house, away from the computer, especially everyone working from home now, and you breathe in the fresh air. When I walk, even though I'm walking at a pretty good pace, I'm also meditating. So I may do a walk just with the senses of sight or a walk just with the senses of hearing, and you'll be surprised how much you pick up. Or I do a walk just with the senses of feeling, how I'm feeling on that particular day. Or what am I seeing? So using your senses so that your focus is only on those things and nothing else. You don't stress while you're walking. You're getting oxygen into your bloodstream, and that's really good for the pH. And then you come back and you feel like $1 million because you had a brilliant start to the day. And then the next thing I do is I make up a 400-ml glass of water with, I put green tea in it, which is full of about 69 minerals and vegetables. I put liquid minerals. I put aloe vera, which is brilliant for the gut, especially if you've got kids, guys. Aloe vera is wonderful for helping the gut heal and digest, especially if they've got tummy problems. Put a little bit of aloe vera in there. I might throw in a little bit of really good quality protein powder because I'm getting on. but no, I don't have yucky fillers in it. It's pure protein powder. And I use a collagen, a liquid collagen that's also a pure liquid collagen. So that helps every part of my body. So that's a pretty good start to my day. I drink that. And then I make up, I use a cereal that I've already made up. So I soak nuts, macadamias, almonds, and pepita seeds in one container and organic raisins in another. And then I muesli all that together and they stay in the fridge, and that's our cereal. So we make our own, no grains, no chemicals. I get all the organic foods, and we just have a couple of scoops of that with heaps of red papaya, blueberries, red strawberries, and either low-fat or an organic yogurt on top. And it seems a lot, but I've always been raised to have a really good breakfast. And then throughout the day, you eat every 3 hours. So I'll have half an apple. I don't do a whole apple. I do half an apple about 10 o'clock. And then for lunch, I'll make a beautiful salad. Usually it's got vegetables in it, whatever, and then a can of tuna. Or I'll do a couple of eggs, whatever. But you need protein at every meal. Again, in the afternoon, I do another piece of fruit. So it could be orange, mandarin. Recently, we've had the yellow peaches come out. And then at nighttime, again, mass vegetables. If you came to our place, you'd think 8 people were eating. Mass vegetables and a really good quality protein. So if it's meat, it's going to be the back strap. It's going to be a fillet. If it's fish, it's going to be deep sea ocean. If it's prawns or they're all going to be from the deep sea. Aldi have some great deep sea seafood. And or tofu and or vegetarian. So love stir fries. I do beautiful stir fries I've got a Thermomix, and I do ginger and garlic stir fries with bok choys and snow peas and all sorts of stuff going in there. 500 grams of it. Love it.
Oh, sounds amazing. I'm going to come to your house for dinner. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I love my veggies and things. I guess my youngest she eats carrot and she eats tomatoes. That's it. But I know at least they're healthy. And so if I include at least one of those in, because what I do in my house is whatever the meal is, always have cut up veggies because the kids like the fresh veggies. So whatever meal we have steaks, we have it up. I make a plate of like veggie sticks because I was making salads, and even my hubby started saying, oh, I want veggie sticks like the kids. So I don't even bother mixing all together. I just cut the sticks, and I had three or four different types, and usually at least one of them is one the little one likes, the other one a bit more flexible. And yeah, and
just be careful with tomatoes, because sometimes when they're attracted to tomatoes, it could mean they're allergic to them. She is actually.
They are
a nightshade vegetable.
She has a little rash. It hasn't been so bad actually recently, now I think of it, but initially, maybe a year or two ago, we were like, oh, she gets a bit of a rash. But we actually went to the doctor and they're like, oh, no, it's really healthy. So just as long as nothing's swelling, which it wasn't, it's okay because it's a really good vegetable. So, but it's carrot.
Well, actually, tomato is a fruit.
Yes, technically, yes. Correct.
So you're right. Yeah, the sticks are brilliant. I used to do that for my son. He'd come home to a plate of sticks, apple, beans, carrots, you name it, and he'd bring his mates home. Because he didn't have the garbage in the pantry. He had a fruit plate or a veggie stick plate, and he'd have all that eaten before dinner.
Yeah. Exactly. If I cut up the veggies sometimes while the meat or whatever else is cooking, I know they're eating like healthy stuff while they're waiting.
Yes, for the main. Great.
And quite often they go, oh, can I have a whole carrot? I go, sure, I can have a whole carrot. And so then I don't mind what else they kind of eat. Like, well, at least I had one key vegetable, and then have all the noodles and rice you want. But, you know, then you've had at least the veggies. I love it. So, I always ask my guests, how do you manage your health and wellness? But you covered a lot of it just then.
Take away anything that's white.
Okay.
So I take away the rice, the noodles, the bread, anything that's white, and I took away the microwave. I've never liked it from the time they came out. I steam everything or I use the Thermomix. But I just found that white stuff converts to sugar. So if you can do without it, otherwise there are some vegetable noodles now that you can get. I just found some of the grains, if they've got a pain in the tummy or you've got a bit of a swollen tummy after you have those things, then they don't suit you. I'm not allergic to gluten. I'm actually allergic to the yeast. So unless it's a yeast-free bread, and that's how you find out. Paying attention to your body could be the best thing you ever did. How do I feel after the meal? Have I still got a lot of energy, or am I wanting to go and put my head down? And that's a really big indicator.
Yes, and enough people do that, I think. Like, oh, I feel so full. Oh, that was, yeah. Or have too much of it as well, too much of, yeah, not the veggies.
Well, in my book, Ages and Attitude, Dr. Mario Martinez studied or the blue zones, where people are over 100 and they're well. So he said, well, what are they doing? Why don't we have a look at them? And one of the things that they did is they celebrated life. They ate mostly vegetarian and added tofu. If they added meats, it was grass-fed and free-range. And when they were full, they stopped. So they never ate what was on their plate. And we were told as children to eat what's on your plate. It could have been the worst thing our parents told us. Because if we're full, we should not continue. Because then our body's really struggling to digest it. Whereas they would just eat till they're full and it's okay to leave a bit. So I do that now. I'll just say, you know what? Thank you. I'm absolutely full and I'm loving that feeling. The other thing is not to have anything white before you go to bed. Excuse me.
Nothing white before bed. Oh, that's very interesting. Actually, I would love to hear, your thoughts on like how much time to allow between food and bedtime.
We should stop eating at 8. Yep. There shouldn't be any more food after 8, and nothing that's got sugar in it, which means nothing white because it converts to sugar. And if you're really still hungry, like it was a real common thing for people to come home, have a bickie and a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Worst thing that could do, because that sends your insulin out to digest the sugar. And so now your liver's having to send out all this insulin, the insulin out to digest the sugar, and that's why you don't sleep, because your body's so busy digesting what you just ate that it can't digest as well as calm. So what I suggest is that you have a bit of protein. So have half a boiled egg, have a little bit of steamed fish, have a little baby can of tuna, whatever. If you're really hungry, just have something like that. The insulin doesn't have to digest it, and you're good to go.
Oh, very interesting, because I'm guilty of having a tea but then something sweet around the 9 o'clock point. No. Yeah, okay.
8 o'clock, all right, Linda. 8 o'clock.
I know, but no, your kids are in bed at 8 o'clock and it's like, oh, it's my time with with my chocolate or my tea or my, yeah, whatever. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for our chat today. Time's just flown. I've loved it. How can people connect with you?
Well, if they contact me at Linda, that's with a Y, L-Y-N-D-A, at mindpowerglobal.com.au. And that's also the website. And I'm starting a new training on Monday of online NLP. So you can actually come into a part of it or you can do the whole certificate. I train people to become coaches and I also clear people's stuff. So I'm a trainer and a coach and I love, and all my books are written with an NLP fashion because that's the way we learn. I know all the learning styles and my books are designed to reach everybody's different learning style.
Love it. I'll get links to all your books too. So if anyone's interested in reading those, then put them in the show notes. But yes, thank you so much, Linda. That was a great chat. I'm going to detox. I need accountability, buddy. Detox. Because I know I will feel so much better when I do. But yes, thank you so much. I really enjoyed our chat.
Pleasure.
And thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in. You can find show notes for the episode at marketingandme.com.au. If you enjoyed listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating and review via your podcast app or at ratethispodcast.com/marketingandme. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn, search for Leanne Shelton and let me know that you listened to the podcast. And if you want to learn more about generating leads or outsourcing your copywriting to me, head to my website, righttimemarketing.com.au and book in a free 30-minute discovery call. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.